Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
We're back and we're black. Well,
whoa.
I don't know where that came from. It just came from, I was trying to think of like something fun to say, and then I was like, back, black, heart attack. I don't know.
Okay, let me do the snap. Well, we are black. We've been black.
Yes.
We're being black. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the middle of August, the halfway slog. Oh my God, is September ever going to get here? I'm dying.
Did you see somebody posted that the Farmer's Almanac says that we're going to have a crazy winter? And I'm like, well, welcome to Jersey.
Well, I have a wedding to go to in Montana, and I'm like 95% sure I'm not going to like make the, I just feel like the flight's not going to take off. There's going to be like a flock of moose are going to get loose on the runway and just slip and slide in Montana. Like, I don't know what happens there. I feel like it's not going to happen.
But honestly, I want to go. One of my friends moved to Montana, and I have plans to sleep on her couch. Like, I want to see big sky country. Like, that's on my agenda.
Girl, dig up your fanciest flannel and your warmest woolen socks and get thee there.
I will. So what did you do this weekend?
This weekend, well, I told you off air, my new life's ambition. I don't even care about the money. I don't care about retirement. I just want to get to a point in my career where I can just like peace out for the month of August, because even though it's my birth month and I love it, I'm sorry, Leos, but like August is like the armpit of the calendar, especially if you're in New York. I don't know about the rest of the country, but like New York, it's just a festering cesspool of stank. And so this weekend, even though I was sick, I was like feverish. I was on antibiotics. I was sniffling. I got my sick butt on the bus and went down to Asbury Park, New Jersey, just to get to the beach. Like, just that's how bad it is. Just to get out of this neighborhood. That's what the lengths I went to.
How long was that bus ride?
Well, so it was supposed to be. So I wasn't even taking the bus to Asbury Park. I was taking the bus to my friend's house, and she was going to drive us the rest of the way to Asbury Park. So, of course, I drag fiance Boo, but I'm not really telling him, like, how far exactly we're going to be going. Because, one, I don't really know, and two, bus schedules are weird, and three, I wanted him to, like, be okay with it. You know, we're on a budget, so I was like, we're really close to the George Washington Bridge. The bus stop is right there. Port Authority has, like, a satellite bus stop. We'll just take the train down two stops, hop on a bus, and call it a day. But of course, like, the train schedule was wrong on Google Maps, and it was totally different when we got there. We missed our train, so the next train wasn't for an hour. I mean, sorry, bus. And we got on the bus finally, and we were on it for half an hour having a good time. Like, we had a little Dunkin' Donuts. Next thing you know, we're, like, going the wrong direction. I don't know where we are, and we're supposed to transfer, apparently. And then we get off, and we're, like, in the middle of, I don't know, something called West New York.
Okay.
I never knew there was a West New York.
Yeah, I knew there's an East New York, but I didn't know that.
Is that a Jersey thing, like the West New York?
Oh, I don't know. I just know, like, East New York.
There was, like, a Candy's and a Mandy's and a Children's Place and a Dunkin' Donuts. That's all I know. So we had to put up, like, a flare gun and get rescued by my friend. So she drove out, and that was our bus adventure.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know. The bus, it's hard. It's very – I could do a train. I could do a plane. I can – the bus is just – not my cup of tea.
When it's right and it's good, it's good. You know, like when you do, when you get the schedule, when you get there on time, and you get a seat, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad. I mean, it was not good. But anyway, we finally made it to the beach, and it was really nice. Nature's neti pot is what I called it, because I was like all sniffly. But cleared me right. Sorry, that was that gross.
No, that's fine.
Cleared me right on up, and I'm on the mend, feeling much better. It was nice. It was just. I'd rather be hot on the beach than, you know, hot in Inwood. Sorry, Inwood.
Yeah, no, I could see that.
But you are funky. Oh, we have an exciting announcement.
Oh, that's right, we do. I was like, we do.
We don't.
We
Remember, we
do.
talked about it before. We had Soul
Yeah.
Blink planned out.
I know. Now I'm like, oh yeah.
I know you guys come to us for the order and
I
the organization skills that we provide.
You see us. No, yeah, I'm super excited. So we're officially 1 year old. Shoulder shimmy.
Well, 11 months.
Okay, I mean, well, we're coming up on 1 year.
Coming up on 1 year in September.
This baby we call Brown Ambition.
I can't believe it's been a year.
I know, it does not feel like it.
This will be episode 4D. No, this will be episode 50.
Oh gosh. Like, how, where has the time gone? Is this what it feels like to be a parent?
Who are you asking? You're the one who has kids.
Working our baby making, right?
I am not the
No,
one.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. But it just feels, you know what it is? It just feels like part of my life now. Like, it just feels natural. It's, you know what's so crazy? I can't fully remember before we started doing this because it's just like, oh, something that we do every week. And at the same time, it doesn't feel like it's been that long. It's like, well, this is just something that we do. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you for coming on this adventure with me.
Yeah, no, thank you for
Should be some
inviting.
like slow, lovely romantic music in the background.
Are you gonna ask me? Are you gonna propose finally?
I did when I said, Tiffany, will you do this podcast with me? I don't know what I'm doing, but I'll figure it out. And you're like, okay.
Literally, that's what I said. I was like, okay.
I'll bless you with my star power. Sure.
No, I just was like, because you know what? I wanted to do a podcast, but I was like, I'm not technically inclined at all. So it was just like kind of in my mind, like, oh, that would be nice, but not, you know, I can't possibly do like the stuff behind the scenes. And then here you came in, and I'm like, oh, even better, because who wants to hear you talking to yourself?
I know, right?
You know?
That happens, but it feels like it paid off. Like I just checked our reviews, and I haven't checked in a while. 5-star rating on iTunes, you guys. You guys. You
You
guys are the
guys.
best. 5 stars. Like there's a lot of great good podcasts out there that don't have 5 stars, and I just feel like the love is genuine, and our audience is so loyal and just like loves the show and gets what we're trying to do here. So we wanted to find a way on our to celebrate our coming up 1 year anniversary slash birthday, to say thank you and to give back a little something, something to our fans. So we're gonna host a Brown Ambition dinner,
Yes, I'm super excited.
an intimate dinner with some of our listeners, and we're gonna have a little contest. And if you win, we haven't figured out all the details yet because, like I
Yeah.
said, we're queens of planning.
I was thinking, I'm like, we don't know how many. We don't know. We just know that it's gonna be in New York, correct, Manny?
New York
Mandy?
City, yes.
Yes. So you would
So,
have to be in the surrounding area and be able to get here.
or willing to, get here somehow.
Yeah.
But we'd love to have a small group. We're thinking in the 5 to 10 people range, but it's really going
Yeah.
to depend on what kind of responses we get to this contest. Tiff, do you want to tell people a little bit about it? What we're asking them to do? It's very simple.
Yeah, we just want you to share with us what does Brown Ambition kind of mean to you, and how does it show up in your life? We just love to get to know you better, and this is kind of like our sneaky little way of getting to know how awesome you are. So yeah, so if you could email us at, you already know, I don't know.
Lord have mercy. Maybe by the time we get to be a year, she'll have our email address ready, set, go. Email us, please, at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. The deadline is September 1st.
Yes.
September 1st. That is
Yes.
in how many days? What is today? I don't
The
know.
15th.
What's You have like 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Please send an email with your name. And yeah, tell us what Brown Ambition means to you. And or tell us, what's a time in your life when you feel like you've really just personified Brown Ambition. We're just looking for really genuine, like personal stories, because we know what Brown Ambition means to us, but we really are doing this for you and like as a way to acknowledge the power of literally Brown Ambition.
Yeah, and we just want to get to know y'all, eat some delicious food.
The force of Brown Ambition. Yeah, what are we going to eat? I'm so excited.
I think I was thinking, like, remember that restaurant I was telling you about?
Oh,
The
Pio
yeah,
Pio.
Bio, right? I was like,
Peruvian.
ooh, so it's a Peruvian? Okay, yeah, so good.
You know we like
So,
good food. So the food will
yes,
be popping. The conversation will be amazing.
it will.
Abby.
Exactly. So yeah, so we're super excited. So don't forget, send us what Brown Ambition means to you. We're going to pick anywhere from 5 to 10 guests, and we're going to have Din Din in the city, New York.
And yes, we're buying. I know you're thinking, you're like, my budget. I don't know.
No, just make your way here. We'll buy.
So exciting. I can't wait. Okay. Again, brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Yay.
Yes. And I love when you guys tweet us, because like, I'll totally forget that I've said something like on the BA podcast. Right. And then somebody will tweet us, or, you know, they'll tag me at the Budgetista or Mandy. You're not Mandy Money on Twitter. You're Mandy Woodruff.
I am Mandy Woodruff on the Twitters. Yes.
Mandy with the I, Woodruff, 2 F's. And so when you tag us and stuff, and they're like, and you give us suggestions, or you say like, I'm listening and I love you guys, or you just, sometimes you just like, you'll just be like, I just listened to something you said and it made me laugh. I love when you do that. So just, I'm just letting you know, if you want to tweet us, the BA podcast on Twitter, and also us personally, Mandy with an I, Woodruff, and the Budgetista. I just love that. Just to say, you know, congratulations, happy anniversary. I don't know. Something we said that was funny. I don't know.
And I know you guys are out there and you're not leaving reviews, so this is your chance, okay? Yes. It's been a year. We're working really hard. Go to iTunes, go to SoundCloud, go to Google Play, wherever you listen, and leave us a kind review wherever you listen. It just means more people can find us. And I just want to say we've already had 5,000 downloads for the month of August, and we're only halfway there.
Look at us. We is fancy.
We on fire. 5,000 downloads, you guys. So who are you? Who are the people?
Yes.
Get to the interwebs and find the reviews and review.
So let's talk about these Olympics.
Can we? Doesn't it feel like the world has changed in the last week between the Olympics, like before the Olympics and after? Because my whole life has been watching these clips and these like live events more than.
First of all, Mr. Bolt, I just want to say the level of disrespect. Now, I'm just saying this in a facetious way. He is hilariously awesome. Did you see the memes? Like when he mid-run, he turns his head and like smiles cheekily at the camera.
No, I haven't watched his race yet.
Oh my gosh, Mandy, you have to watch it. First of all, there's...
Oh, here, the first thing that popped up when I Googled his name was this picture.
Yes! That's amazing. Look at his feet blurry, and his face is like, you see me. He's amazing. So first of all, so it's 100 meters, so it's a very quick race. And so like you see them out at the block, and you see this guy has this huge lead. This man is like, yeah, that's cute. Clearly overtakes and then just blows past him to win the race. And I just was like, he's honestly just amazing. And what I was reading, like, you know, more of this, like, I guess more of like the, what makes him different is that while most athletes or most runners are kind of instead of accelerating, they reach a point where they accelerate very quickly and they start to slow down. When they're starting to slow down is really when he starts to really kick up. And that it takes him longer to decelerate. I don't even know if that's a word, but you know what I mean? It takes him longer for him to slow down. And I just thought, wow, just to watch him run, he is. And I know Jamaica was going crazy. I saw this funny meme of this guy like wearing like all Jamaican paraphernalia and like flag stuff all over his body. And they're like, how Jamaicans are going to go to work today.
But wait, I'm still not over the gymnastics, which I know is old news now, but can we talk about Simone Biles?
Oh my gosh, she's just amazing.
She's just like a little, I had heard so much about her, I was almost like, let me just, whatever, I don't feel like looking her up, like, oh, she's the next coming of gymnast god or whatever, but then I tuned in, and then I actually watched her. She's like an alien. She's like a 4'8".
Yes!
Teeny tiny 19-year-old alien human being.
And then do you see, like, I remember her coach was like, you could just tell her coach is just like living. She was like, yeah, what Simone does on the balance beam, people can't do on the floor, like on 4 inches.
She can't. It's like indescribable. I don't know all the terms and stuff, but it wasn't just her. You know what, when it was the entire women's gymnastics team, like when you see all five of them together, they call themselves the final five. I don't know all their names. There's a really cute little Lori Hernandez.
Yeah, she's from New Jersey. I'm like, go ahead.
Oh, is she from Jersey? Mm-hmm. And then Gabby Douglas, of course, who was like the Simone Biles before Simone was Simone Biles. at the last Olympics, she was there, and it's just like such a diverse group of like young awesome. Women, and they all just loved each other, and then they kicked ass. You
they
know?
Did.
I feel like, you know, the Olympics, what people don't realize is you think, you know, these people are wearing like all the American athletes have like Nike shoes on. They look very polished and like very like people think these people are rich, but they're not. Like most, like I think just a small fraction of them actually are making money off the sport. Like Gabby Douglas's mom just filed bankruptcy. She won
really?
She won the Olympic gold. Yeah, she won the Olympic gold in London. Her mom has filed bankruptcy because that's they literally give their entire life, their finances, everything to this sport. I mean, there's just not like a huge, because people don't tune in to these sports until the Olympics comes around. Like who's watching shot put competitions like in, you know, off season, you know, and giving these people the kind of ratings they need to actually bring in those huge advertising dollars and sponsorships and stuff. So these people and the ones who lose, like it's not just the ones who lose either. Like I mentioned, Gabby Douglas, like these families are broke. So the Olympics for them is like everything. And there's this whole conversation about, you know, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a whole thing about whether the Olympics, and this has, he's not the first person to say this, but like how much money NBC is making off this broadcast and like these athletes. I think like if you don't win, you're not making hardly anything. I don't know. That's been in the back of my mind the whole time when these people, when you see them crying and you see their parents crying and you think like they literally are giving, they gave their lives for this moment and they don't win, you know, it's humbling. It, not to, you know, now I'm the Debbie Downer, but it just brings a whole other element of like feels to watching them, you know?
Yeah. Because like you said, like you give your whole life to this. Like it was, I mean, this is kind of funny, but like somebody wrote, I think it was on BuzzFeed. It was hilarious. They were like, they were talking about the Usain Bolt meme and people were like, oh, I feel like he's, you know, he's too arrogant or whatever. And he like, this person wrote just some funny comment where basically he was like, it's crazy. You see the guy to the left and to the right giving his life, his soul. He's dying out here. And Usain Bolt is like, yeah, just trampling all over your little dreams. Like, you know, like you worked here, you worked 18 years to get here. And he's smiling at the camera like, you see me.
That's the Olympics, though.
Yeah. Some people are just.
I just read only. Okay. Just sorry to interrupt you, but.
Okay.
I just read that gold medal as an Olympic gymnast, they only make $25,000 for gold.
Wow.
And it's not just a year of like, that's $25,000 over. Let's just say they started, you know, really training 4 years before. That is like less than $7,000 a year in annual salary.
So if you don't get like the Wheaties, if you don't get the endorsements and all the other kind of stuff.
Yes.
Then, you know, and even then, like, yeah, you get the endorsements. Let's just say you get $100,000 in endorsements, but it costs that much for your coach.
Mm-hmm. And then what if you get injured? There's no insurance. Like you don't get covered. So go support your athletes. Stop rolling your eyes. Go to NBC.com. You can watch, if you have a cable subscription, you can watch on the live and post-live videos on NBC.com. All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost work there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access, wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
Well, I mean, my weekend was, it was definitely some high points and some low points. A friend of mine actually passed away.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was so crazy because you know how you just feel like when someone passes, you're like, I just saw them. But it was kind of coming. She had diabetes that she'd been struggling with. But it was, some people's diabetes I feel like is really aggressive. You know, I know people who have diabetes and you never know. Mm-hmm. And then I know people who have diabetes and it's like breaking them down, and hers was really, I guess, I don't know, was breaking her down, and she had liver trouble at one point. She was getting dialysis, and then she had developed congestive heart failure. And meanwhile, she's 29, so not like some old woman, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, and it was crazy because, like, she was a poet, and also, too, she did locks. So I remember she's like, Tiffany, you never do anything with your locks. Come to the shop, and I'll do them for you for free. Don't even worry about it. So I came, and I don't even remember how I first met her. Just from, like, I guess being on the art scene in Newark, but just she was a big personality, just super sweet and nice. And she offered to do my locks. I went. And then right before Essence, I remember freaking out saying, my hair is too long. I need to get it trimmed. So I called her and she said, well, I'm not in the shop anymore. I'm not feeling so great, but you can come to my house. And I said, okay. And I went to her house and I just remember thinking, what happened to Brianna, to Bree? She came to the door. Like, it took like nearly 10 minutes for her to get to the door. And I'm thinking, is she home? She came with a walker. And I mean, 29 years old, young, vibrant, beautiful. And I thought, like, well, what happened? And she said, you know, my diabetes is really taking a toll. And I just remember the whole time thinking, why are you cutting my hair? You should be, that's how she was. Like, oh, don't worry about me. How are you? You need to be ready for Essence. Just so giving and kind. And it's like, you could feel her aura. She was just one of the sweetest people. And so she's cutting my hair, talking. And meanwhile, I complained more about the weather than she complained about her predicament. Like, I'm like, well, how are you doing? Oh, you know, I'm not feeling so great, but I'm really grateful that I'm here and I'm happy and I'm just so grateful. And I just remember thinking, you know, you have nothing to complain about, Tiffany. But I also remember thinking that because she lived with her mom who also has diabetes. And I remember thinking that it looked like they were having a hard time as far as like getting around. And so I could not shake like the feeling of like, I have to do something. So I called one of my friends who's a social worker and said, and she's like the queen of advocacy. Like, there's always a program. And so I called her, my best friend, Linda. And I said, hey, Linda, you know, I just came from a friend of mine's house. She looks like she's struggling. She has medical issues. Is there something she can apply for? And Linda, of course, in Linda fashion, I've known Linda literally my whole life. Our parents used to actually be roommates. And Linda always knows a program. She's like, yeah, girl, there's a program where they're going food shopping, where they'll clean your house for you. All of this for free, as long as you qualify. And so she was like, ask your friend if she like would mind getting on the phone with me and I can walk her through. And so I hit up Bree, and she said, yes, I would love that. And they connected, and Linda basically walked her through the process of applying for these programs that most people don't apply for. And but then the next day, her health started fading. So this was like maybe a month or two ago, and not even a month or two, just a month ago. And so she went to the hospital the next day. But the plan was, when she got out, the programs were going to start. But she went to the hospital. We went to visit her in great spirits, singing, doing poetry. She was so awesome. Like, every time we went, there was always someone. There was always people at the hospital visiting her. People don't visit their own moms, but they would come see her, you know, and just in such great spirits. And so I just assumed, like, okay, she's getting better. She's looking better. And then she took a turn. And then this weekend, she was on a ventilator. And, like, I just kept telling Linda, something doesn't feel right. I'm calling the hospital, but they're saying she's not there. And because I had called her a few days before and she didn't pick up. And I text her. She didn't text back. And that's not like her. And Linda went, like, found out, like, she was at a different hospital. And as soon as she got there, they had honestly pulled the plug, like, within moments of her getting there. And I was just like, what?
Oh, that's awful. I'm
sorry. Yeah. And it just...
Diabetes is, you know, I think people make light of diabetes, but it can kill. I have a huge history, my family history of diabetes. And I mean, especially when we talk about the Black community and minority communities in general, like, diabetes is a killer.
It is. And Superman's mom passed away early. I mean, she was still in, like, I believe, her 50s. Diabetes. And we worry about Supergirl because she is like her grandmother's twin. And just worrying about, like, making sure that her health is, like, where it ought to be. I mean, she's active and she's young, but still. And it just, I didn't realize the extent of, like, what diabetes can do. Heart, liver. It just so quickly. Yeah.
It's treatable, and it's, you know, but it's like you have to have access and the resources. And it just has to be, like, part of the community culture. And I feel like it hasn't really hit Black communities. Like, my aunt. You know, Aunt Shirley, may she rest in peace, passed away about 5-6 years ago. And, like, she had the treatment. She had her leg amputated or below the knee amputated and, like, all these drastic procedures. And yet you go there and there would be the orange soda, and they repeat the pizza, and it's sad, but it's like you don't know what I don't know what's at the root of that, but it's sad to see so many of my family sort of be taken way too early. I mean, way too early. My grand just like Superman's mom, my grandma died in her late 50s from complications of diabetes. My dad had diabetes until 2 years ago, and let me just give a shout out to Obamacare for this. I don't know if I've told you this before, but so when Obamacare was enacted, the first thing I did was call my dad, and I was like, "We're signing you up." Because for since my parents split when I was 10, my dad has not as health had health insurance ever. He always goes to the emergency room and waits 8 hours to be seen for whatever. But he got Obamacare, got a good plan, and he went and he got gastric bypass surgery. And immediately the diabetes went away. Immediately. And ever since then, he's changed his lifestyle. He's eating better. It's like
Yay.
reinvigorated him. And I'm so happy because for the longest time, I was like, is my dad next? Like he's almost 60. You know, this is like the danger zone. Not many people in his family make it past 60. So yeah, I don't know. I think what you did, and I feel like we just like could reach out to people more
Yeah.
and help them with those issues. But she
To
was so
me,
young though.
and honestly, this has been, there was a few like kind of like life lessons that I learned. One was to like you said, visit your friends, go check on them, like not just phone call, because on the phone, everything seems fine. It wasn't until I went to see her, you know? And then if something doesn't feel right, act on it. Like I wish, you know, I like, just there's so many services out there. Like I always tell Linda that she needs to start a business called the On-Call Advocate, because it doesn't matter where we go. Like, you know, someone could be like, oh, you know, I have like, you know, left toe pain. And Linda's like, you know, there's a program for left toe pain. So, but there's so many programs, but a lot of people don't know how to navigate. And I always thought she should start a business, you know, showing people how to do so. But to like, you know, visit those people that you care about, help them research programs. There's so many available to you. And two, she, with despite the fact that I'm sure she was feeling terrible as far as physically, the grace and the courage that she displayed. I mean, some people, you know, they pay lip service. So, oh, I'm fine. She was genuinely grateful, just like such a warm spirit. I remember thinking, like, how can you not be angry or mad? But none of that was there. And I just remember thinking that it just reminded me to really walk in a space of gratefulness, you know? Because here she was grateful for where she was at that moment in time, despite things happening. And sometimes I have everything and I'm way less grateful at times, you know?
Well, it sounds like she knew that she was loved in the end, with all those
Yeah.
friends around.
Yeah. So yeah, not to be a Debbie Downer, but I'm like, yeah, I was just like, sheesh, like just,
No,
yeah.
thanks for talking about it. I think it's good to talk about that kind of stuff.
So it is time for brown break or brown boost. Are you breaking or boosting?
I like to take a break. Well, shoot, I want to do both. First, I want to give a boost to all the Olympic athletes because obviously that's been my entire life recently. And you're all amazing. I want to take a break though. I don't know if you've been noticing, but there's been a little, and especially for Gabby Douglas, there's been some like, it's like somewhat sexist. I'm pretty sure most of it's like rooted in sexism, but just like the way that announcers and reporters have been like referring, and not just reporters, but like fans on Twitter and stuff have been reacting to these athletes. And I'll just use Gabby as an example because like people have been dragging this poor girl, Olympic gold medalist from 2012. Like, respect. You should give her some respect. Have been dragging her. Oh my
What?
God, there's a mouse. Oh, get me out of this apartment. Oh my God.
My God.
Hold on. It went under the bed, Tiffany.
Oh my God.
Tiffany,
I
it
know,
went
I
under the
know. Believe
bed.
me, I
Oh
understand.
my God, it was a baby. I thought it was over. It's never
York.
It's never over. Oh my shit. Okay, all right. All right. We need like that like public service announcement. Beep. I don't know what to do. Maybe I should leave that in the show.
That would be funny, at least part of it.
People are gonna like. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry for your eardrums, everybody, right now. But this is a mice emergency. If you know a good exterminator in the New York City area, please give me a call. I digress. So anyway, so I was going to take a break from haters on Gabby Douglas. Oh, so she deigned to not put her hand over her chest during the national anthem while at the Olympics. And people just dragged her and said she was unpatriotic, blah, blah, blah. Her mother and her finally, like, you know, her mother, of course, Mama Bear. Mama Bears cannot hold back. So her mom took to the media and was like, listen, not only is my father like a 2-time Vietnam War veteran and we have strong military ties, you know, strong family ties to the military, it was highly, you know, rude and insulting for people to challenge our patriotism and not just that, but like making fun of Gabby's hair, which has been like, has been a thing since the last Olympics. And I'm just like, what is it going to take for like these young women to get some respect, you know, like stop trying to take stuff away from them, you know, whether it's because she's young or black or talented, like it's just not fair. So on her behalf, I take a break.
This is supposed to be one of the happiest times of her life. She's accomplished so much and it's hard, you know, even when you do well, it's so hard to kind of like close yourself off from like, you know, people doing stuff like that. Cause you're a human being. I just wish I could give her a big hug and be like, girl, like you don't use this amazing time in your life to think about those people who are being hurtful. Although I know it's hard, that you are doing something that literally not even 1% of the population could attempt, you know? And so just focusing on that and just rocking out. You're awesome.
And if you're on the Twitters, Brown Ambition, just do the hashtag We Love You Gabby. That's what I did today. Yeah. Just show her your love. Because for every hater out there, there's a million people who love you who are not on Twitter.
Exactly.
So, and I just feel bad just that she works so hard. She's crying at the Olympics when it should be just like this amazing moment for her.
Yeah.
People just suck sometimes.
So Supergirl was away with her mom on a road trip. I said Supergirl had like the best summer ever. She went to California. She did this road trip. She did so many amazing things at 9. Can you imagine? She's got a better life at 9 than I had at 30. So she was away. And so me and Superman, we were like, it was so nice to reconnect. We were like, well, who are you? My name's Tiffany. You know, I got dressed up for like the first time in ever. He was like, you look nice. And I was like, wow, has it been that long? We had like a day-long date where we hung out in the morning. We went to lunch in the afternoon. We took like a nap. And then we went out to dinner. We went to a movie. We went to like this pier. We stayed out to like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. It was just such a nice, like, you know, love weekend. So, you know, hopefully there'll be a new super baby coming soon. Hello?
Mandy. Oh, sorry. I didn't realize I was on mute. I'm like, no wonder she's not responding to anything I'm saying right now. I was doing the let's get it on.
Meanwhile, all those are gone.
Let's get it. Did you guys put on the Barack Obama nighttime playlist no. before you got friendly?
You know what? The music that we like. He likes Drew Hill, the Drew Hill radio.
And I'm my god, that's amazing. It says like Casey and JoJo on Boys to Men comes on. Oh my, feel a little punk coming through.
Oh my god, literally that song happens like 3/3 of the time.
Yo, that song was my sexual awakening. Honestly, that song on pop up video in the morning before school, I was ready to go.
Yes, Drew Hill Radio. For those of you who are not in the know, if you're in your late 20s, 30s, maybe even early 40s, do yourself a favor and put on some Drew Hill Radio. That will get you in the mood. You're like, yes, for I'll make love to you like you want me to. Like,
in just an unironic way.
Yeah, it's just honestly, it's like the best radio station. It's the radio station that just keeps on giving.
Well, it's nice that you guys took time for your love, which I feel like, you know, can fall to the wayside in life.
Are there any questions or do you want to just do a quick tip?
I do have a quick question from a reader. So she has an auto loan question. Mm-hmm. And I want to answer it. It's car loans. I feel like I know studies show, data shows that the number of people who are getting stuck with high interest car loans is out of control. Car loans are easier than ever to get, which is awesome, but people often find their way, we've talked about this before, getting stuck with like double digit interest rate loans. So we had a question from a reader named Roni, and she says, I have a car loan of $22,000 on a 2014 Jeep Cherokee. What am I saying? Cherokee. I pay $600 a month for this loan. I'm a single mother with two sons. My question is, how can I pay off or get rid of this SUV note? I want to start saving for a home for my boys while living and paying. I want to start saving for a home. And I'm also working on paying tuition for my 18-year-old son. I also have a little bit of credit card debt and about $75,000 worth of student loan debt. I mean, this woman could be like the picture of America right now with, you know, auto loan debt and student loan debt, stressing her out even more than the mortgage debt. Like, it's a lot going on. And so to answer her question, it's difficult. It's hard to answer the question. I actually went back to her and had to ask, you know, a little bit about her credit history and sort of found out that her credit isn't too great. And when that happens, people are afraid of what, like, they're afraid of not getting approved for a loan. So they don't go to a bank.
Yep.
They go to the car dealership and they walk in and they say, hey, you know, my credit's not so good. I probably can't afford something nice. And the auto dealer's like, oh, I'm your best friend. We're just friends here. Like, oh, we can get you a great deal on a car. We're definitely going to get approved. 100%. We have this financing department back here. Sit down with my friend, Joseph. He's going to hook you up. And next thing you know, you walk out like this woman did with an 18% car note, which is like five times more than typical interest rates on car loans. So unfortunately, the best advice for people listening, if you haven't found yourself in this situation yet, is just like, don't put yourself in that situation. Always shop around for a car loan.
Yes.
Never go with a dealer's financing unless he's like your godfather and he's saying, he's like, you know, giving you a 1% deal or something like that. But it's almost always a bad deal. Always. Because they know you're desperate and they know you're insecure. And you don't have to.
Like, I'll say this. So super, super mom, that's Supergirl's mother. I remember she wanted a car. Honestly, the car that she had just kept breaking down. And she was like, oh, I want a car. She just got herself a 2016 Honda or something or other. But what happened when I first started dating Superman, you know, we met. I actually really like her. We're both Libras. And we talked about finances. And she became a dream catcher. She started raising her credit score. She raised it 100 points in the last few months. And we talked about, like, you know, she really wanted a car. And I said, you know, you should make sure you join a credit union, come with your own financing. And so it took some time, but she was able to do so. Now, her interest rate is not like 1 or 2%, but it's not 18. And so she was able to get her financing from her credit union and bring it to the whatever dealership that she desired and was able to get her car. And so you don't have to have perfect credit in order to do so. You know, should you take some time to raise your credit score? Certainly. But even now, her credit's not perfect. It's just better. And she's better. I could just tell she's so proud of herself. Like, and I'm proud of her. You know, to like taking the time, raising your credit score in a few months, doing the research, going to apply for a loan responsibly and getting it and then being able to get the car that you really wanted. Because she's like, I've always had used cars. They're always breaking down. And now I'm able to get this car and it's mine. So that's what I would say is that, like, you know, start with a credit union. And if you're not a member, you should join. Everyone should have, to me.
You don't always have to be a member.
Oh, really?
No, there are credit unions. PenFed is one. Listen, I know I talk about Magnify Money a lot, but you have there. I'm going to post this in the blog post on brownadmission.com today. But we have an auto loan refinancing tool where you can put in what kind of loan you need and how much. And a lot of the best rates are offered by credit unions, and you do not have to be a member.
That's awesome. Yes. I did not know that.
It's true. Not for all of them. For many, yes, but not for all. A lot of credit unions are lowering their standards a little bit to allow more people to take advantage of their low rates. But absolutely, totally support, hashtag endorse the credit union. If you have bad credit, refinancing may not be a possibility because it's like taking out another loan. So you have to have pretty decent credit to get qualified. You know, sometimes dealers will try and talk you into rolling your loan over into a new car.
Somebody wrote me that
huge
today.
Huge trap. I told her, don't do it.
I said, don't do it, girl. Don't do it. She was like, yeah, because they said we could get a better car. I was like, girl, so you're going to be paying for one, but owing for two. Don't do it.
It's like just like almost doubling the debt you already have.
Yes.
You can ask to renegotiate. Not very likely it can happen, but it's worth a try. And if it comes down to it, sometimes, the experts I talked to when I was doing a story on this said, sometimes you just want to cut your losses, sell the car, and start
Yep.
fresh.
That's exactly what Superman did. When I first met him, he had this huge truck. He loved it, loved it, loved it. His payment was literally rent. I was like, "Who? Yo, GMC played you, brother." And so he ended up doing that. He ended up he actually went, what did he do? Yes, he sold the truck. He sold it and just started from scratch. And he actually went to the way he was able to do it, we oh my gosh. These people are driving me crazy. Sorry, Mandy.
Hello,
Like
this is the opposite Tiffany Alicia.
hotline bling. And what I had him do was he actually went to his credit union, got a loan to pay it off while he was
Yes.
waiting, and that way at least his interest rate was way lower and then was able to sell it and so start from scratch. And as a
That's an
result, he's debt free now. That was really like that and some credit card debt, which he's since paid off. So he's debt free as a result of making those choices. At first he thought it was like evil girlfriend, look what you're making me do. And
that's
now his credit score, which was a 5 something when I met him, is a 750.
Man,
And I'm
yeah,
like,
he upgraded.
what? And I'm like, you're welcome. So that means my ring, right?
I just picture like a little wand with like a star on the end going ding, bibbidi bobbidi boop. Better credit.
Exactly.
That was the next step though. Yeah, when, so when you just to, so to reiterate, when you sell your car, you're probably gonna, use the, whatever you get from the car to pay off a chunk of the loan. Then you'll have leftover, so you can then apply for a personal loan through a credit union, which is an amazing place to start. And I'll put another link to our personal loan, Magnify Money's personal loan site. And again, like Magnify Money is awesome because it's all unbiased advice. We just do all the hard work for you. Blah blah blah. Sounds like a sales pitch, but it's awesome. And you can use that personal loan to pay off whatever balance you have, and then start free. The
Yeah.
Superman method.
Exactly. Where's that credit score? And then paying off the truck in full, like that was one of the things that helps to really significantly raise his credit score because he paid down a huge amount
Yes.
of debt, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So if you guys have any more questions, feel free to email us at brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. And while you're at it, tell us what brown ambition means to you and enter our contest for a dinner with me and Tiffany.
Yes, and we're gonna eat at the most yummy place. When you have this food, you're just gonna be like, where has it been my whole life?
This chicken will give you life.
What? We'll give you life, take it, and then reinstate you.
Yes, what she said. Whatever she just said. It's very late at night.
It is. Oh, we had a wild night tonight, from the phone ringing to the baby mice. It's just been a lot.
Listen, let me just tell you, let me update you guys on the Operation Mice. The thing, this tiny baby is still in here somewhere.
I don't even know how you're managing.
People have been coming in and out. I've been putting it on mute. There's lots of activity, but I have not seen this critter be caught. And where there's a baby, there's a mama, and
Yes, and other babies. I
I
know. Let me
can't, you guys, my life
stop.
right now. I can't. I don't know who I am anymore. Am I an adult? And what is happening? I live with my in-laws, and the mice are out of control. Okay, anyway, let's do some wins.
Yes, all I do is win, win, win. Oh, well, I'll give well, no, I'll wait on that because that's like a personal win, but I haven't signed the contract yet. So let me not. They're going to be like,
Oh.
actually, no. I'll tell you off of here.
I love contracts.
I know. Let me see. Any wins that I have seen on the outside? I mean, I guess my wins would have been like Olympics, but we
Can
already talked
we
about that.
cheat and just do the entire Olympics, America, Team America
Yeah,
in the
we could do that.
Olympics?
We could totally do that.
Because I think we can all agree that is the biggest win of the week.
Yeah, and I'll say Team America, but then also Usain Bolt because he is bananas and amazing.
And a win for health and for helping friends who may not be, willing or may not feel like they can ask for help.
Yes.
Go out and call your friend tonight and ask them how they are. They may not be doing well, and they may be too afraid to say anything.
And ask them for real. You know how you do that whole, hey girl, how are you? Oh, I'm good. No, but like really, like no, sincerely, how are you? How are you feeling? Like
When people actually want to know. You know what I mean?
exactly.
You can
And
tell the
so
difference.
do a little dip. That's your homework till next time. Do a little bit more of a deep dive with somebody that you care about and taking the time to just say, no, how are you actually? Is everything really okay? And because sometimes like you said, if someone asks me, hey Tiffany, how are you? I always say fine. because I know that's what they mean. Like, they just, it's just a greeting, not that they really want to know, not because anything's wrong, just because. But if someone asks sincerely, how are you really doing, then they get a different answer. So I challenge you to do that with your friend this week.
Well, luckily I have resting bitch face, so people always think something's wrong with me and just always ask me what's wrong. So I have plenty of opportunities to vent, but maybe people out there don't.
Yeah. That's just a BA problem. Brown girls, you know, we're always accused of that, so.
I don't care. It's my face. It's the face God gave me. This is my expression. Give me something to smile about and it might change. All right, I'm done.
All right, y'all. We will see y'all next week.
See y'all next week. Look forward to hearing your Brown Ambition contest entries. Again, brownambitionpodcast@gmail.com. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, my God. Pray for me.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.